Four. The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Sorry, missed the first hour. A little football talk about that horrible effort last night. Unless you're a Lions fan, in which case you're punching the clown this morning. Speaking of clowns, we talked Pennywise. No one punched him. And we talked a little Game of Thrones and a little TV. A little bit of everything. Mixed it up in the first hour.
Yeah.
That was a fun first hour. I enjoyed that. Thank you, gentlemen, for sharing. Sean says the Deuce sucks so far. I haven't watched that yet because a friend of mine who works for HBO told me that it reminded him a lot of Vinyl, which I hated.
Yeah.
It was also a waste of my life. So I'm waiting to see what kind of reviews it gets first.
Yeah, I haven't even watched it.
Yeah, it looks okay, but it doesn't look like something that I'm going to be that interested in. But we'll see. I like to wait until... I like to wait a couple episodes if it's something that I'm not really... Like, I was fired up for Westworld the whole time. And I wasn't sure how I felt about it at the end. I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it as much as I thought it was. I would. I guess it's expectations. If you expect something to be super great and it's just pretty good,
yeah,
then you feel a little disappointed.
That's fair.
It's the shows that I don't expect anything.
Well, that's why I think True Detective Season 2 was mediocre at best, standalone.
Yeah, I mean, we all crapped on it.
Yeah, but it wasn't like the worst show in the world. It was just really bad compared to the expectation that we had for it after season one.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, I mean, it was.
I think if we had just seen that, we'd say, yeah.
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, we wouldn't have crapped on it the way we did.
Yeah, not as good as The Night Of, but better than Big Little Lies, I think.
Yeah.
It would be where I would slot that.
But once your expectations are set right for something, it's, you know.
And that's the thing. I mean, my expectations for Westworld were unrealistic because they were Game of Thrones type stuff. So. All right, 713-780-ESPN. So I have something I'm going to be doing for Sports Map, where each week I'm going to rank the 12 FBS schools in Texas. Just decided to do this. Thought it'd be kind of fun.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me what you agree with and what you disagree with. At number 12, I have UTEP, also known as Eastern New Mexico.
Oh, boy.
They've been terrible. They get killed by Rice at home.
Yeah.
So UTEP, number 12. Number 11 on the list, Texas State. 1-3. They get UTSA this week. Their only wins against HBU.
Okay.
I have Rice ahead of them at number 10.
Okay, that's the one that I was thinking about. Like, where should they go in relation?
I would say Rice's win over UTEP better than Texas State's win over HBU.
Although not by much.
No.
Okay.
At number 9, the Baylor Bears.
Man, how the mighty have fallen,
yeah,
huh?
Hard to fault that, right?
No.
Number 8, I have North Texas.
So you would take North Texas versus Baylor neutral field?
I think
right
I
now.
Would right now. Yeah. Now, some of this. Some
North
of this
Texas
is...
actually played tough with Iowa.
Yeah, they did. And
at Iowa. I mean, everybody plays tough with Iowa, but they hung in there.
And they hung in there for a while against SMU, who I have one spot above them.
Okay.
At number 6, I have the Texas Tech Red Raiders.
Ooh.
2-0.
You're going to have some upset people when you say number five, I'm guessing.
Number five is Texas A&M.
Ooh, you've got a controversial pick in your top four.
I do. At number four, I have the UTSA Roadrunners.
Look at you. Meep, meep.
You know what? I kind of think if UTSA played A&M right now, not so sure that I'd be convinced that A&M would beat them. UTSA can run the football.
Yeah.
Okay, here's where I think people are going to say I have these guys too high.
Texas.
I have Texas at three. And I think considering how well they played against a top five team on the road that had to go to overtime to beat them.
Yeah.
And I feel pretty good about that. I feel pretty good that the Longhorns would beat A&M, UTSA, and Tech right now.
I feel that way, too. And I think 3-2, you could make an argument for Texas as number two.
You could.
I mean, I'd like to see that game right now.
I know someone who can make an argument that Texas is number two.
Yeah. Yeah, I know one lady for sure who thinks the Longhorns are number two.
Actually, you might...
Well, I assume who you have at number two.
I have Houston at number two.
Okay, I was okay. Yeah. I was gonna say Texas can't play with TCU right now.
No,
Texas
I have the Frogs at number one.
I think.
And this could easily flip flop next week if Houston beats Tech and TCU loses to Okie Light. Maybe not. I don't know. It depends.
I don't know if that would convince me.
Yeah, but it depends on if Houston were to roll Tech and TCU were to get thumped pretty good. I'd think about it. But right now, that's how I have it. So I have TCU 1, Houston 2, Texas 3. Roadrunners 4, Aggie 5.
All right.
And I wanted to put Tech ahead of Aggie. But I didn't. So I just noticed an error in this, though. I call them Southwest Texas and not Texas State. Thank God it's not posted yet. You know how many Bobcats would be pissed off at me right now?
Whoops.
We've been Texas State for years. Yeah, when I was banging all the girls up there, it was Southwest Texas, though. That's what I tend to try to remember. But I'm fixing it. 713-780-ESPN, squeezing a phone call. Randall, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
What's up, guys? Sports. Are y'all familiar with the show on Sundance, Gamora?
No.
Y'all never heard of Gamora, the TV series?
Nope.
I could have sworn I heard y'all talking about it.
Nope.
No, I don't watch Sundance.
You don't watch what?
I don't watch Sundance.
Sundance. Okay.
Is that what you said? That's what channel you said it's on, right?
Yeah, it's on the Sundance channel. But, I mean, they don't have too many series on there, but I don't know if the Weinstein brothers were involved. But it's a really good series overseas in Europe, and it's, kind of based on the mob in Naples. Subtitles, though, so you got to read.
Oh, no, I don't think I would like that.
See, I like mob stuff. I don't like subtitles. Because you have to concentrate, and sometimes I like to do other stuff while the show's on. Like, I'll get on my computer and do work.
Although, one of my favorite shows of all time, Luther, I had to watch that on subtitles because their accents were so thick. It's not like we're watching Sherlock, because I think on Sherlock, I guess it was a different dialect. I could pick up a lot more on Sherlock than I could on Luther.
The problem with Luther is his accent was so different than everybody else's.
Yeah.
It took me the first two episodes to figure out what the hell was going on. And then by the third episode, when I realized when he was talking to, because they all have these different types of English accents. Once you figured that out, and that's, it probably helped that was the third one where there's that big mom. Well, hell, screw you guys on the spoiler alert. We've been telling you about Luther for 5 years. When the wife dies and all of a sudden the whole show just goes, oh, awesome.
I think I like Luther better than Sherlock. I think Fred, you're on the other side of this,
yeah, I'm
right?
On the other side of that, but it's close.
I've never watched
Luther. My wife would agree with you because she loves Idris Elba.
Oh, me too.
But I'd totally go gay for him. Eric.
Hi, this is Eric.
What's up, man?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, it's going sports.
Oh, I got a quick question for you guys. I got a little parlay if I see me. I wanted your opinion. I got New England on the road. I got the Dolphins. I got the Falcons. And I took the Colts. And the Rams. On Thursday, I hang up and I listen.
Okay, here's my advice. Don't play parlays. Don't play five-team parlays. Yeah. Unless, you know what, and there are exceptions. Like, if you wanted to do, like, a money line parlay, I wouldn't hate that. But, dude, I'm... Again, we've got that audiobook, and it gives my thoughts on parlays. And if you're betting for fun, if you're going to throw down $5 and hope that it hits... Cool, but if your intent is to actually win consistent money betting on sports, you can't do it like that. You just can't.
Yeah, and honestly, man.
And I haven't looked at the lines deep enough to tell you how good I feel about them. But, well, I mean, you're already giving 13 points in one of them. So you got to have someone win by 13 points before you even get into the other four games. Ugh.
Yeah, I've never played a five-team parlay in my life, so I'm the wrong guy to ask. Sorry.
I probably have before when I was young, probably for $5 just to see, you know, if it would hit. But now, the site that I play on now, you can't, I mean, there's a minimum bet of $50. I'm not putting $50 on a five-team parlay.
And you're talking about the NFL, not college. If you were to do any types of parlays, I think you would be a little bit more successful in college.
But again, in college, I'll do a money line parlay every once in a while.
But they followed the NFL so closely that...
Well, man. Now, the NFL...
Pretty good on NFL.
I will say this. You playing a teaser makes a lot more sense than the NFL. Because the lines are usually really close, and Vegas is more often than not right on them. And I think, 58% of the games are within a touchdown? So if you want to do that, sure. But again, I have five teams is getting a bit much for me. I've done three-team teasers a lot.
Yeah, that's just too much.
But... Even so, I just don't. I mean, and I get the appeal of I just want to risk a few dollars to try to win a bunch, and then every now and then you'll see somebody hits this 20-team parlay and wins all this money. You know what that's like? That's like people who win the lottery, and you see, oh, look at Jen. Jen won $100 million.
Yeah.
You know where $100 million came from? Over 100 million people who lost their money. So you're going to be one of those guys. More often than not with a parlay. So now if you're just playing for fun, yes, but I can't give you I'm not going to be able to give you an opinion on that because it's not something I would ever do. It's like you're asking me an opinion. If I'm going to dress up like Little Bo Peep, should I have a black sheep or a white sheep or both? I don't know. I'm never going to dress up like Little Bo Peep. I can't help you with that one. We digress. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Jason asked, do you feel the Aggies have a chance against the Razorbacks?
I won't say they don't have a chance. I don't like their chances right now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they it's possible.
Yeah. I don't think Arkansas is nearly as good this year. But I unless the Aggies show up and play like they did the first half against UCLA, it's hard for me to have confidence in them.
Yeah.
If that team shows up, as hard as they were hitting on defense, the way they were moving the ball on offense, the way they were running the ball, that team shows up, yeah, they beat Arkansas. Haven't seen that team since, though.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about my computer career. If you've ever thought about starting over, maybe you don't like the job you got, maybe you don't like your hours, maybe you don't like your pay. My Computer Career is a great place to start fresh. It's not too late. You don't need a math or a computer background to start an IT career because it's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. My Computer Career is where you can get trained for the high-demand field of IT and start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Only to lose my brothers and feel that pain. So I thank you. From the bottom of my American heart.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And we'll get back to all this nonsense about television and parlays in just a minute. That's what we need to do is TV parlays of some sort. But Our good buddy Rachel from Texas Mattress Makers is here, and they're doing a really cool thing with her Houston Children's Charity. And I was actually out there, did a little story for Culture Map. So if you missed all the details here, you can go to Culture Map and see my first story for Culture Map. But you guys are getting beds for, and basically distributed a bunch of them yesterday, right? The families and kids who'd lost their beds.
We did. We had a 500 children and their families. They were able to get mattresses and kind of help rebuild after the flood. So it was pretty great.
So how many are you trying to raise?
So right now, our goal with Houston Children's Charity and Carlos Correa, our goal is 5,000 mattresses. So that was just a portion of it. So that's $500,000 because it's $100,000 for a bed and a sheets and pillow and a bed frame. So it's pretty great. It's a new bed as well. So we manufacture them at Texas Mattress Makers. And it's pretty incredible to come out there and like to see the children accept these beds and be a part of that. So thank you for coming.
How much more do you need to raise?
So right now we're at about 300,000. So we've got 200 to go. There's multiple ways to go, but the best way is HoustonChildrensCharity.org. You can see the Carlos Correa. There's like a banner on there. You can donate. It's pretty easy if you go there. So
Carlos Correa, that's a big dude, man.
He is a big dude.
Handsome fellow too.
You know, he has a girlfriend. He is very handsome, and she is beautiful.
No, he's a really nice kid. He was out there putting beds on trucks and stuff. And
he was.
Yeah, I just was worried about him pulling something while he was doing that. He's got a little important job to worry about right now.
A little bit, especially now. It was pretty great having him after that big win, so we were excited. That was a pretty big deal and a pretty big deal for those families.
So you guys have an event coming up. Is that correct?
We do. So the event that's coming up is actually with Young Houstonians for Houston Children's Charity, and I am the founding chair for that organization. And what it is it's the premier young professional group that supports the mission of Houston Children's Charity. And so we kind of help them with all their different programs and initiatives. And this event will be on October 19th at Hotel Zaza. And that's a Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. It's kind of a networking event, but all the proceeds, everything that's raised there is going to go towards the children and this bed program. So it's pretty incredible, especially right now with Hurricane Harvey and trying to help these children get back to their, you know, their routine and their normal life.
And nobody wants to see a kid sleeping on the floor.
No, and it's really devastating to know the number that before Harvey, and now, I mean, more than ever, it's needed. So they were sleeping on the floor in cardboard boxes, and Houston Children's Charity has been trying really hard to do stuff. But I think that we're all coming together and we're showing it, and I'm excited. I'm excited for the future of this.
Yeah, it was very cool. Dave Ward was out there yesterday. That guy's a legend.
Yeah, so he's actually part of this with Carlos Correa. So he did amazing. I mean, just his voice in general. I mean,
yeah, he sounds exactly the same.
He does, and
now,
he's
incredible.
He looks
like the Crypt Keeper now, but he sounds exactly the
same. You know, I think he is going to do great things, and I think people are going to get on board. And really, he's going to do a lot for this charity. So I'm pretty excited about it.
How long will you be raising money?
Well, right now we want to hit our goal. So you have until we hit that goal, and we're always raising money. So we're always trying to help these children. That number is the number that the pretty great number that they want to give. But there is always a number as well. So this is amazing that they're doing this, and we're so excited to be a part of it and kind of support their mission.
All right, we'll give them the website again.
So the website is HoustonChildrensCharity.org, but you can also learn about our event at our Facebook page, and our handle is Young Houstonians for HCC.
And if you go to Culture Map, there's a story up that has the links there as well, has the details on the event coming up. Also, there's a Facebook Live video that's posted to the Blitz page that you can go to where she's saying all the same stuff. So plenty of places to go to. And If you're not there by November, I have a plan.
What's the plan?
Well, I'm going to do a thing with the at the Breeders' Cup where I'm going to put up $500 and a bunch of my friends are going to match and we're going to bet it all together.
Huh.
And every dollar we win, we're going to donate. And if we lose all 500, we're just going to donate 500 each.
I think you should do this anyways.
Well, that'll be in November. So, but if you guys have met your goal, there's a lot of other people I want to help. So,
well, you know we're
just
always...
just so you know. But if you're not there yet, then we'll
okay.
do it for this. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Is that
I'm
a deal?
That's a deal.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Well, that's Rachel Gordon. Rachel, thanks so much for joining us. And next time, you got to bring Yuval because
he's a character.
Yeah. He's
the best.
I tell you what, that's one reason why I like doing business with you guys so much is you guys not just you guys they hear me talk about how great the mattresses are and how great the place is, but it's family business that's involved in the community and doing stuff like that. And as cantankerous as Yuval likes to be, he's just the greatest dude ever. So thanks for coming in and thanks for what you're doing.
But
and,
the beds are really good too.
Yeah,
the beds
are fantastic.
I sleep like a baby.
Well, I've got two of them. That's when the wife kicks me out of mine upstairs, I go to the one downstairs.
That's a good plan.
Yeah. You need to get one of those,
I need
man.
To get on that.
It's only about four nights a week, maybe five. I don't know. Just make sure
the better one is in the spare room. That's the way to do it.
Well, technically, that's the guest. Well, I guess I'm kind of a guest right now. So
yeah, there you go.
That's how it works.
I always get red when I'm here.
We always make you nervous for some reason. And you look like you're dressed up to go to Hotel Zaza.
Yeah, looking fancy.
Well, you know, I had to rush over here from work. Yuval keeps me pretty busy at the mattress factory. Even though I work at a factory, I still got to
When I see you at the factory, you're like in a t-shirt or something.
Yeah. Well, my cowboy boots. This is a change. Yes, okay. This is a change.
Yeah, just a little surprise.
It's all for you.
Yeah. All right. So, again, go to the website, check it out. And it's on Culture Map if you missed any of that. And of course, there's a Facebook Live video. But please help out because, and I know there's a lot of stuff out there, but this is all to help people here and all local. And Carlos Correa involved and his foundation's put money into it too. So, very, very good cause. So, thank you for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
All right. She just went to the eye doctor too. I'm just like, really? You could see well enough to drive over here. Oh, man. All right. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. And we will have Jerome Solomon coming up next, so we'll get back to the sportsy stuff. But, you know, we'd like to do good things here. Or more importantly, like we like to have people on who are doing good things.
We don't like to do them ourselves.
Yeah.
But we do like to encourage other people to take action.
Yes.
And we applaud them when they do.
Right.
But we're lazy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Ourselves. Personally, we're lazy. But it's good when other people do good things.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need that. Because otherwise, if other people didn't do good stuff, it wouldn't get done. Because you know damn well we're not going to go out of our way to do something.
Says the guy who was out there rescuing people in a kayak and almost drowned. Okay.
Well, listen. That was then. This is now. The new me, not doing anything.
Let him die?
Let him die. No, that's a horrible thing to say. I would never do that.
Of course you would. All right. Yeah. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. We will have Jerome on next, but right now, hey, guys, if you had some damage to your home from the hurricane, it can be tough, man. And Castlope can help. And talking about Houston, Castlope, Houston Strong, Houston-based company. They want to save as many homes as possible, and they're going to take care of everything. They provide professional residential, commercial, water damage mitigation, dehumidification, restoration, you name it, they got you covered. They're going to demo and remove all construction materials affected by water damage. You're going to have a lot of people coming from these other cities saying, oh, well, we'll take care of you, we'll take care of you. But Castlope, man, they care about Houston, and they want to help. Insurance or no insurance, Castlope is going to work with you so that you can get your house back. Save your house today. Give them a call, Castlope. That's Castlope. Castlope. Find out more at castlope.com.
From Dave Tepper, Carl Dukes, Julie Takahashi, Jerome Solomon, and Fred Fowler, AJ Hoffman, and John Granato, we celebrate 10 years of sports on FM. Thank you, Houston. ESPN 97.5.
These guys are the best at it.
Behold the king. The king of kings. On your knees, dog.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy. Oh,
and we're back on The Blitz. And you know what that music means. Time for the Tuesday appearance of Houston Chronicle columnist and Texas Sports Nation and just kind of general all-around superstar, Jerome Solomon. Follow him on Twitter, @Jerome Solomon. And Jerome will be doing the show with me Friday from Big City Wings. Is that correct?
Indeed. It should be fun. I mean, the last time you guys did a Big City Wings, you're out in my neck of the woods, and we couldn't even get to the parking lot to come in and say hello. It was that packed. So.
That's the people love those Big City Wings, and they love the Blitz. So now they get a chance to see you and get some wings, man. So
no problem. I just have to drive, 2.5 hours to get there. Not a big deal.
Well, if you want something, you got to work for it, pal. What my wife tells me every night. So let's get to a couple things. First off, you're Texans. We haven't had a chance to talk to you since the Thursday night game. Your thoughts on that? Your thoughts on Jalen Strong? What's going on over there on Kirby?
Like I said, I did the show with AJ last week before that game. I told him the Texans will win. That's what they do. Bill O'Brien, if there's one thing that he can do, it's coach a team to stay on point, stay on message, and to come out fighting when their backs against the wall and people are criticizing the most. Now they'll roll over and not play dead, actually be dead in a game. But from week to week, he does a pretty good job of getting his team to tune out all the noise. And there was plenty of it after the Jaguars did what they did to him. Yeah, and Jalen Strong. I mean, he's I don't know if cutting him is that big of a deal. He's and not doing anything, is he? He wasn't contributing.
But they're pretty thin at that position, and that's another guy you traded up to get in a fairly premium round. It winds up sucking.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing that it's been that bad around the third round or so, or third fourth round the last 4 or 5 years even. But frankly, I was surprised he made the team in the first place. But I've been surprised at what they've done at receiver for 2 years running now. I mean, I thought last year they depended way too much on, we drafted two guys and we have Jalen Strong. Like, that means you need some receivers, And then they come back this year and they didn't do anything. They didn't go out and get any veteran whatsoever. And they're like, well, we have Jalen Strong and Will Fuller will be better. And Braxton Miller will be, no, they're not. They're not good enough, Will Fuller is good enough to play for him and contribute. He's just going to drop a couple of balls, but, he's been hurt. But Braxton Miller hadn't showed that he could play at this level any better than a lot of veterans that you could have had who would be contributing, and they've just decided not to go that route. It's a weird thing. You have to balance it across a whole entire team, but, it's even worse and magnified this year because you've got a rookie quarterback playing and he has one receiver he can go through to, and he's going to keep throwing to that guy and he's going to have some interceptions trying to force it to that game.
Yeah, and it's not like that guy is that good. I mean, let's be honest, he's better this year so far than last year, but there's still a lot of balls that he's not getting to that he did 2 years ago.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's just. We put some expectations on him that are a little out of hand, or he's just, had a couple of days where he hasn't been special. I think DeAndre Hopkins can play. I think he's proved that. He didn't really do much in the preseason either. He didn't get much action, right? So maybe he's working it football timing type shape. I mean, he's always been a guy. He's never been a guy that's going to separate. He separates when the ball gets there and goes and gets it. And if you live and die off of that, you're going to have some moments where you're not getting it done. But, to be fair to him, we are talking about, it's not like he's getting the ball thrown to him, by Tom Brady either. I mean, yeah, we all think Deshaun Watson can play and we'll get there. But these first two games, he had Savage and Watson thrown to him. And let's hold off on judging DeAndre for a minute anyway.
I'm judging him off last year, too, but this is also, his ninth quarterback?
Yeah,
so.
Like I said, want to name that quarterback last year, too, or is that name forbidden from being brought up on the show? Come on.
He
wasn't exactly Mr. On Target either.
No, the Ostrich was not a good quarterback, but I also think that there were a lot of balls out there that DeAndre left that if he'd either played defense or gone and got, might have gone another way, but
that's the thing. I think that, and this is on him. Part of his game is making the spectacular catches because it's required that he makes spectacular catches because he doesn't get wide open and he makes a lot of spectacular catches, but he's sort of like you know, a great center fielder, a great shortstop, you know, we're going to criticize him for not making this spectacular. And, you know, and granted, thus far this year, he's dropped some routine balls, which is, we expect a lot more than that from him. But again, we're talking two games.
I'm talking two games plus last year. When was the last time he made a spectacular catch? It was probably the one that didn't count 2 years ago when he caught it with one hand and fell on his back.
He made some catches last year, but last year that whole offense was raggedy, and the quarterbacking and his contract situation. And I'm much more critical of his play in these two games than I am for last season. And maybe I am giving him a pass for that.
Yeah,
because if you don't
have a contract, it's okay for you to suck, right? That's what you're
no,
saying.
No, that's not what I said. I said there was a lot going on last year, but Brock Osweiler was a quarterback. I rest my case, Your Honor.
Yeah, but he also missed a lot of balls that he should have caught too. So that I don't think you can argue too much either.
Nobody else is catching those suckers. So
stop.
I put it like this, Fred. You know, we'll wrap it up here. Talk to me in a month and tell me if DeAndre Hopkins can no longer play football.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he's a very average receiver right now.
I agree with you. He's been very average the first 2 weeks.
He's been very average for the first 2 weeks and last year. Let's
okay, and last year.
Fair enough. And, you know, so I don't think we're too far. I'm not saying he sucks or he's not an NFL receiver. He's the best they got. But I also don't think he's worthy of number one money because he doesn't play like that. But that's just me. Did you get a chance to watch any college football this weekend? What were your impressions of your beloved Longhorns?
Oh, yeah. No, they lost the game they're supposed to win. I mean, I don't think there's any question about it. I think I think people exaggerated the difference in the talent between the two rosters, and you do that with a first-year coach and give them a little more leeway. But Texas outplayed them. They played a better football game than them, and you're supposed to win that game. I don't care if your talent is younger than the other guys, and I'm not sold on USC being all the be-all, end-all of anything either. But, of course, the way college football is breaking down, it's like Alabama and Clemson and everybody else in a lot of ways. And USC, I don't think, matches up in that realm. But Texas should have won that game. And then they kind of gave it away. And when it got to the overtime, that was just a bad call not to go for two. Doesn't mean you would have won the game. But I think you go for two in that situation every day because your team is falling apart, basically, and sucking wind against the squad that's at home. You're not going to stop them from scoring touchdowns the next couple of possessions, and you're not going to be able to score touchdowns, so you might as well take that one shot. But, you know, it was a good game for them. They should have won it.
What were your thoughts on the play calling? Because I felt like they didn't run the football nearly enough, especially with those running backs.
Man, I don't understand it. I don't know what they were trying to prove. And, you know, and everybody's like, oh, at least they came out of the game and they found a quarterback. Again, we're giving him a lot of leeway because he's a freshman. It's like, but why would you put so much on him when he is that freshman and he is trying to figure it out? It was their offense, and not even just running versus passing. The types of plays they were calling were just weird and odd. And it's like, man, wait a minute. Tom Herman is supposed to be the offensive guy. That offense looked a lot like Charlie Strong was on the sideline. You know, good. That's not good football. If your offense look like Charlie Strong has anything.
So what have you changed your mind on what they are overall, Texas? Like, what's your guess on what they'll finish the season as?
See, I haven't changed my mind on them because I thought what they were Saturday is what they would be. So the shocking thing wasn't the Saturday game. The shock was
the Maryland game.
That's what threw me off. Yeah, that's what I expected. So that team that showed up Saturday night, yeah, you can sit here and claim they blew the game, and like I'm saying, I think they should have won it, et cetera. Well, the only reason they should have won it is because I think they're that good. I think, as I was saying in the middle of last season, whomever is coaching this team next year should be winning 10 games, you know, period. I think this is a 10-win roster, and they should be able to win those. But You blew the one against Maryland by just not showing up on defense, and then you gave one away now. It's going to be interesting to see how they deal. But as I said about Bill O'Brien, from our limited exposure to Tom Herman in terms of length as a head coach, he knows how to get his team generally ready to play, especially if people are doubting. And there will be doubts a couple of times during the season. They'll probably lose a game that they shouldn't lose, but I wouldn't be surprised if he pulls off a win against Oklahoma or Oklahoma State, even though those teams are much better than his right now.
Yeah, that's one thing he's always been good at, is at least at UH, when they're playing superior opponents, his team showed up ready to play.
And, yeah, I mean, the guy can coach. I mean, I really do think he can coach football. We always overdo the genius thing when it comes to an offensive, defensive scheming or whatever. It's far more important to be able to coach the team than it is the individual genius of offense or defense, because if you're a smart enough guy can coach the team, you ought to be able to find a guy smart enough to run your offense or your defense for you. So, you know, U of H's offense was never so spectacular that I was like, man, Tom Herman's just the greatest. But I thought he was smart enough to get it, you know, get his team in the right mind frame. And, you know, Todd Orlando can coach some defense. I don't know, you know, if he was on vacation still when they played Maryland, but he is a genius defensive coach. But, you know, and so I expect UT to do well. I expect them to not coast during the season, but there's a talented team with a lot of top-notch recruits, and Tom Herman will have their minds ready to play every week.
Well, unless they play SMU or UConn, just
and they'll lose to Baylor.
No, they're not losing to Baylor this year. Nobody's losing to Baylor this year.
That's a bad example.
throw Iowa State. That one I could buy. One more, and the Aggies are 2-1, but it sure feels like two losses after last week. They pulled away late against an inferior team, but the week before, Arkansas this week. What do you think happens with the Aggies the rest of the year?
Man, it's just weird. It's, you know, that's one of the things that'll, you know, we'll learn a lot more about Kevin Sumlin, and, you know, most people have made up their mind about what he is made of and capable of, and he has been around long enough for you to have a really good idea. But I don't think I know he hasn't. He's never been in the situation he's in now. So we'll get to see what kind of overall coach he is in how his team performs for the rest of the season. These kind of seasons can fall off the rails and go John Makovic 97 on you, you know, pretty easily. I mean, those things can happen when you have a team that the fans turn on them, their family is talking about who's going to be your next coach, and regents are calling a guy out publicly, et cetera. If he's the type of, you know, leader of men, as we like to say, he'll get those guys up and ready to play, and they'll be able to compete and beat teams that they can beat. And this one last week, there's no excuse. You're not supposed to be behind at home against a team like that, and you don't even get credit for an impressive second half when you were so bad in the first half. But you expect, if they play like that, they might not win a game in the SEC. You know, I mean, it's that bad.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, if they don't play, I was saying, if the team that played the first half at UCLA shows up, they'll win a bunch of games, assuming they finish. But you look at what Mississippi State's doing, and I don't know what LSU is right now after last week, but I still think those teams are better than them right now, and those are supposed to be also-rans. I mean, this could get ugly.
The thing, too, the SEC is just, it's not as strong as it's been, but part of that is because A&M is not that good. LSU is not that good. You know, none of these teams, these aren't big-time top 10 teams. It's Alabama is so far ahead of the rest of them in the SEC West specifically. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what A&M does. Like you say, which one of these Aggie teams show up. But the talent on the field is one thing, but when players are sitting in the meeting room thinking, and a coach is yelling at them or calling them out for something while they're watching film, and there's dude, you ain't going to even be here next year. You know what I mean? Like, it's harder to coach that team than Tom Herman and his assistants can yell all they want at those players because the players know he's going to be here longer than I'm going to be here. And A&M is on the opposite end of that. And that's when teams are really you gamblers, I wouldn't bet a nickel on them any week because you don't know when they're going to decide, well, this party's over, you know. And we're talking 18, 19, 20-year-olds who can shut it down. And if they shut it down, the party is over.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon. Follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon, and you can hear him again here on Friday for the full 3 hours. Appreciate the time, Jerome. We'll talk to you again soon, man.
All right, fellas.
All right.
All right, guys. It's football season. Friends are coming over to barbecue and watch the game, and you've got dirty floors. Well, Dirt Free can take care of that. It's a great time to clean your carpets and tile floors with Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. Get the fall special for a limited time only. Dirt Free will clean one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase over $120. The free room can be carpet or tile. Doesn't matter. Don't miss out on this deal. The other guys, they're leaving behind all that extra water, the soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens. It'll make your family sick. Not Dirt Free. 281 Dirt Free. Go toxic chemical free with Dirt Free Carpet. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean one room free with any purchase and throw in that free speed dry. 281 Dirt Free, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android?
Get one.
You should. Stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. And just a couple of things. Make sure if you're out and about tonight, you can tune in over on SB Nation, and you'll hear RJ Bell and myself from 8 until 9 doing nothing but NFL gambling.
Look at you.
So, pretty good show, if I say so myself, although it was recorded. That's how I know.
Are you going to tell him that you sucked in the NFL this week?
I didn't suck in the NFL. I sucked in college football.
College is where you sucked.
Yeah, I was awful in college, and I will be, I do what I always do when I have a bad week. I go back and reevaluate everything, and I think I feel.
Just got to rally around. John Kitna.
No, I feel like I made two bad decisions, and well, one of them I wasn't really that wrong on. The game just went totally weird, which happens.
Which game?
The South Carolina game was just very strange. Uh-oh. And the first one was a bad decision, and then the SMU game was right on the number. So, as far as the spread, so. But I was a lot better on the NFL, including the games that I didn't give out. I bet the Broncos, which I didn't give out, and I bet the over on the Saints, which I did give out on the show. So I was 2-0 on the NFL. Well, 3-0 on my actual plays, and then an 0-3 in college. 0-3 in college. So.
Now, do you guys do you give plays out on this podcast?
Yes, we give one play a week on the podcast.
Okay,
and then I give out usually 3 to 4 plays on pregame, and those are the premium plays, which are 5-4 right now. But whatever money I get from that is going to flood relief. So if I suck, I don't feel too bad.
Yeah.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. And I won't keep sucking. This is right about here is where I start. Like I'll go through like a stretch where I go 7 of 8 or 8 of 9. And then I'll go through my midseason swoon where I blow like 6 in a row. In the end, if you just keep sticking with it, it's going to come around 55, 56%, yeah, which is what it does every year. All right, let's go to the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
All right, usually I'm about technology. Like, I like my iPhone. I like my MacBook. I like sex robots.
You do.
I think there's a lot of cool things going on in the world. This one I'm not really crazy about, but I'd like to get your thoughts. And so do they. They want to get your thoughts, too.
because a company called CTRL Labs is going to create a wristband that lets you send text messages and emails using just your thoughts. And it could be available as soon as next year. And I kind of have some problems with this, but basically it hopes it'll become mainstream by 2020. It's capable of generating text by picking up signals a person's brain sends to their fingers, meaning you can type without touching a keyboard.
I don't like that technology.
Says we're developing systems to connect your neural output to machines as tightly as it is connected to the muscles that control your speech.
You like this?
I'm against this.
Okay.
Because I don't want text going out from my brain when I've been drinking.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. What if you send the wrong thing?
What
if you send it to the wrong person?
Maybe one you meant to send to the side piece, you send to the wife.
Or what if you meant to send one to the side piece and it got sent to me?
Yeah, that would be even worse.
That'd be gross.
Yeah. Yeah, if you got one that said, send me some nudes, that was not meant for you. So, I just think this is a bad idea. Plus, who the hell can't type? I mean, sure, if you're Stephen Hawking, that's a great thing to have.
Right.
I think it's great for him. I don't want this. So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN. We got time to squeeze in a phone call here. That was your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day, by the way.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Let's let Michael jump on real quick, and then we shall. What's up, Michael?
Sports, fellas. How are you all?
We're doing sports, too, ironically.
Hey, quick question for you. Follow up on Jerome's commentary on AM. If someone is done, who realistically do they go get?
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll do a radio tease here, because I'd kind of like to get into this a little bit
okay. When
we come back at the top of the hour, because I have a couple thoughts on this. And one of the thoughts, and I know a lot of Aggie fans don't want to hear this right now, one of the thoughts is Kevin Sumlin. So we'll talk about that when we come back.
All right. Right now, I'm going to tell you about DraftKings. And I won some money on DraftKings. That could be you this week. I almost won 50 grand. If I would have won 50 grand, I would have quit my job. I would have moved to Tahiti as soon as all the hurricanes left. And I would just be living the high life with that 50 grand. But instead, I'm back here. But you could win that this week. Pick 'em, the newest way to play one-week fantasy football on DraftKings. Drafting your team is faster than ever. They've organized players into 8 tiers. You pick one player from each tier, and you're on your way. You can play a big public contest that's got massive cash prizes or a private contest just amongst your buddies. Either way, you're going to have a good time. Maybe you can make some dough. The best part is you draft a new team each week with no season-long commitment. Get to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code Houston and play for free in DraftKings contest this week worth $100,000 in total prizes. That's promo code Houston to compete for your share of $100,000 in total prizes. The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try it? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.